Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
I'm happy to be here.
Senior isolation, people are struggling with that, and it's a serious thing that we're not even scratching the surface on the consequences of what's happening to our seniors.
Yes, social isolation has been a problem all along
right.
with seniors, and now it's at a whole new level because of COVID.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many extra precautions being taken by family members and by our seniors and by facilities and everything in order to keep them safe from COVID
yeah.
that we're isolating an already isolated population even more.
Right. We're scaring them. The media tells them that if you go out, you could die.
Yes.
They're telling us as children and caregivers of our seniors, loved ones, that if we are around them, we could put them in danger.
Yes. And, you know, that's true. And we want people to take
yeah.
necessary precautions. But we want people to also realize that there's other things that seniors are at risk for here,
yeah.
including failure to thrive, depression, and that isolation can really cause other health problems.
That's right. Loneliness itself can cause health consequences,
it
right?
It does. It causes death.
Yeah.
It can cause death.
Because off mic, we were talking about what we're going to discuss today. Humans need touch, interaction.
Yeah. I mean, we know for a fact that babies will die without touch,
yeah.
you know, and without love and comfort. And so we as human beings need that, you know, all through life. And our seniors especially still need to be able to hug their loved ones and see them and hear them and just be with them.
And when that's not happening, then that can cause depression. And then that brings a whole list of health
yes,
issues.
Yes. I mean, profound depression can cause hallucinations.
Mm.
You know, if you think about being in a four walls day in and day out, without any of that regular contact that you maybe had before,
yeah.
it can almost drive you crazy.
Yeah.
And we've seen it. We've seen it with seniors so profoundly depressed that they're not getting out of bed, that, you know, they're not eating, and that they literally can hallucinate from it.
Mm-hmm. And then that would lead to anxiety, high blood pressure, all sorts of different things.
Oh, yes.
Dementia?
Oh, yes. Yes.
My gosh.
Yes. To the point where people think, oh, wow, mom all of a sudden has dementia. But in fact, you know, it's something that can be resolved.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's going to take more contact
yeah.
and just more supervision and love. And
all from suffering from loneliness.
Yeah.
That's insane. So
yeah.
how can seniors combat isolation and loneliness during COVID-19?
Well, I think everybody's got to get creative, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, for one, turn the TV off a little bit. That news is scary,
yeah.
and it's causing lots of anxiety. And yes, it is. This pandemic is touching the whole country in
yeah.
ways that we never could imagine. But what we see day to day doesn't quite always look like what they're showing on television.
Sure.
Yes, for your hospital staff, it really looks like that.
Yeah.
But for seniors, they're worrying that their family members are in situations that they see on TV that maybe they aren't even in,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so we want it to be a realistic picture in their head, but we want it shut off. Get your update first thing in the morning on what's going on in the news today, and then shut it off. Find
yeah.
something else to do.
Yeah.
We also want families to really think about how they can get their loved ones connected to technology.
Mm.
You know, I know a lot of seniors are a little bit afraid of that, or maybe they aren't open-minded to that. But at the end of the day, right now, that type of connection is better than nothing at all.
Vital.
Yeah.
Vital.
Yeah.
You shared a story of a senior
yeah.
that lived out in the middle, senior citizen that lived out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. I love this story because she was in her 90s. Her family lived fairly nearby, but way out in the middle of nowhere. And I did a visit with her one day, and she had a desktop computer. And she got emails from her grandkids every single night. So, like, that was what she looked forward to every day, was reading those emails from every single grandkid. They did it every single day. But that's because her family got her connected on the internet, made sure she understood how to run the computer, and then all she did was check that email each day for that joy, you know, that those emails brought.
And showed her, I'm sure, that it's nothing to be scared of, the technology, but it's a lifeline for her.
Yeah, it's a lifeline. And I've done a lot of teaching seniors who actually have smartphones these days, but they're not using them as smartphones because you almost have to have a smartphone, you know, as technology moves along. But so in a lot of my home visits, I just spent the time showing them a few tricks on the phone, you know, and so if your grandma doesn't know how to text, teach her how to text, you know, if she doesn't know how to take a selfie, teach her how to take a selfie. It's fun. It's fun for them too. So
let's talk about your background. Are you from this area?
Sure. Yep. I grew up in Avon. I live in Saint.
Oh, sure. Yeah. you live in Saint Augustine, Saint Augustine or Saint Augustine?
I say Saint Augustine. I think it's probably wrong.
I always said St. Augustine, so we're just going to be at odds here, I guess. So tell me about how you got into this. You're a licensed social worker. What is that?
I am. So I got my bachelor's degree at WIU, and I've been working with seniors ever since. I got my master's degree a couple years ago online with Campbellsville University, master's in social work. So basically, it's just making sure that people have the things that they need. I've worked with seniors my whole entire career.
Okay.
So I've been at Western Illinois Home Health for 8 years. So.
Well, what interested you in working with seniors?
You know, I took my first job in child welfare, and I just knew it wasn't for me.
Mm.
I applied for a job with Alternatives for the Older Adult at that time. Had no idea what it would be like to work with seniors. Once I got doing it, I thought there's no other job for me.
Wow.
It's just working with older people is so rewarding.
Mm. Well, good for you. And they still have so much to give and so much to offer society. Sometimes we just kind of push them off to the side, our senior citizens, and say, well, you've lived a good life. Just, you know, sit there in the corner and be quiet.
Yeah. Every visit that I have with our clients is worth it.
Yeah.
It just, and you have to know the questions to ask, and you have to listen. You have to be good, active listeners.
Right.
But you gain so much from those visits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so much wisdom, so many stories. It's just worth every minute.
Absolutely. I grew up, my mom worked at Knox County Nursing Home for 35 years. So I was around senior citizens all my life. You know, she would always bring us out there, me and my brother and sister, to be around. So I feel the same way. I feel drawn to the older people because, again, they have so much to give. How long have you been with Western Illinois Home Health?
I have been with Western Illinois Home Health here for 8 years.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your company.
So Western Illinois Home Health Care is locally owned. The business has been in business for over 30 years.
Yeah.
And we are based out of Monmouth. Our headquarters is out of Monmouth, but we've got a Galesburg, Canton, and Macomb locations as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we provide so many different services for seniors. So we do skilled home health care services, which is like nursing and physical therapy and my social work visits, CNAs for bathing assistance under their insurance. And then we also identified that there was more of a longer term day-to-day type need than what insurance, you know, typically pays for. And so now we staff caregivers, you know, in the homes to do laundry, housework, meal prep, companionship, socialization, just the day-to-day stuff to keep people in their homes because that's where people want to be.
That's right. And Western Illinois Home Healthcare was doing this before it really they were some of the innovators here in this field, in this area.
Yes, definitely.
I remember them being around in the late 80s, early 90s. Early 90s.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because our owner just saw that there was a need and went with it.
Yeah.
You know, she's pretty amazing. And so I think that our mission has always been to keep people at home and keep them as active and independent as possible.
So back when she started the company, very small, at the time it was go to a nursing home and that's where you go and live the rest of your life. Right.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
But she gave her company and companies like that gave people the option to stay home.
Yeah.
But for many people, it wasn't an option.
It wasn't. And we're lucky nowadays because there are so many more options. But honestly, we're still one of the only agencies that provide both types of services, the skilled home health and the companionship caregiver type service.
Yeah.
And so for us, it's awesome because we can meet most everybody's needs all in one agency. You don't have to call two agencies in. You can just have us.
Right, right. Yeah. And it's almost as your needs grow, you can still remain with the same agency.
Yes.
And, right?
Yes.
You're still
yes.
the same people and they can
yes.
help you. Yeah.
And when they brought me on as a senior, I came on as a senior care manager. I'm the director of client services now. Okay. But as a senior care manager, that was kind of an innovative idea as well, because it's something that families were needing. A lot of families move out of kids move out of state.
Sure.
They've still got mom or dad in the homestead and they want to keep them there, but they can't do that day-to-day care management that people mm-hmm. need. And so Western Illinois Home Healthcare asked me to kind of develop this program where there's this like almost like a professional family member who mm-hmm. could be in the homes, keep their eyes on the services that are in place through us, and to communicate with families, maybe communicate with the doctor when needed, just kind of be that communicator to help kind of put in a whole nother level of care for clients. So,
Western Illinois Home Healthcare, a good friend of the radio station. We've worked with your organization for a long, long time from the business side, helping with your marketing, but also even personally, my grandmother was a client of yours this past winter. She had, and we're going to talk about safety here in just a minute, but she had fallen on her ramp and became a whole big thing. And it's we're going to talk about safety in a minute. But I want to get back to how we left our last segment. You were talking about your position and how you are a professional family member. I love the way you put that. Could you you are the person that can help direct me and my family, because we don't really know what services are available and we don't know what the possibilities are, how
yeah.
we can help.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So yeah. we get people who call who have no idea what they need.
Yeah.
They just know they need something.
They know that grandma is having problems or mom is having problems at home. She can't stay at home. We're thinking about, does she have to go to a nursing home or an assisted living or something? Or can't she stay home?
Yes, yes. And so then I just come to the home and I talk through all the services and I yeah. assess what the needs are and I help make recommendations. And we look at what is the minimal amount of services that we can put in to help somebody stay safe and stay home and be happy. And how can we work with families to make sure that they are continuing to meet those needs and they're staying connected if they're out of town or out of state or whatever. So it's really exciting to be able to work with families and like teach them what their options are and, you know, how to do this, because it's yeah. all uncharted territory for family members and for seniors.
Yeah.
They've never been old before.
That's right. And from the caregiver side, you really don't have an idea. There's no handbook for this mm-hmm. to tell you. So it's a good thing that there are people like you to call. But I know that every situation is different. Mm-hmm. But what is the typical, you know, call you get? It's like dad's falling at home, or he seems like he's not remembering things. We're getting worried.
Yeah. A lot of times with the memory, maybe they're noticing that the meds aren't being taken
yeah.
correctly. Maybe the food in the fridge isn't going anywhere, so they don't think they're eating.
Oh, boy.
You know, maybe the laundry's piling up or the mail can be really overwhelming. A lot of
yeah.
times when mail is overwhelming or paying bills is overwhelming, you know that there's a cognitive impairment kind
sure.
of going on there. It comes on slow and you start to notice subtle things like
yeah.
that.
The house is a little more, maybe not as kempt, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
even their own personal hygiene.
Yes. Yes,
that
definitely.
Comes into play.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So what I do is I listen. I let people kind of fill me in on what they're seeing, what, you know, why they made this call to me.
Yeah.
And then I start to steer the conversation based on what I'm hearing mm-hmm. is probably going on. Sometimes it's an infection, a UTI, urinary tract infection.
Oh, sure.
You know, sometimes I can identify that, you know, it's been going on for a while and it's been really gradual and
yeah.
it's just time they need some extra help.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I'm sure in your experience, Amanda Powell is the director of client services with Western Illinois Home Healthcare, our guest here on Galesburg Live. Probably in most cases, would you think that people have waited too long to
yeah.
contact you?
Yeah, or they wait till they're in crisis. And
oh,
when they're
yeah.
in crisis, then it's hard to make – you have to make fast decisions. So
yeah.
I always recommend to families, call me early. Let me just give you the information that you don't even need right now, but you'll have it there so that when that situation starts to come on, you know who to call.
Yeah.
And you know kind of where the service package might take you. And it gives us time to kind of work through, like, who might be the right caregivers for that person. And, you know, maybe we started off small, and then if there is a crisis, we can ramp it up easy because they're already established with us.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I really wish families would be a little more proactive than calling when they're in the crisis. Because it's just hard. It's stressful to make decisions that way.
Part of it, too, is how are we going to pay for it? And you can help navigate through that as well.
All of that. I've done this for so long with so many different programs, and we work with so many different payer sources here at Western Illinois Home Health that I really can narrow down what will pay for what and what the out-of-pocket might be. And maybe there's no out-of-pocket and you had no idea that you were going to be able to work it without paying for it.
I was about to say, you may be surprised that of how affordable it really is.
Yeah.
And probably the comment you get, I wish I would have done this earlier.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, people are way more receptive to me coming in and talking about the services and selling the service than they are for son or daughter to say, Mom, you need help.
Right. Yes.
So it's better to let me do it.
That's right. Amanda Powell is the Director of Client Services for Western Illinois Home Health Care, headquartered out of Monmouth, but they cover how many counties?
Oh, gosh. 10, 12, 10 maybe?
10 or 12, sure, sure. Yeah. So chances are, if you're listening to this, they will be able to serve your area. Yeah. One thing we want to talk about is wintertime safety. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing that we wanted to discuss and a big issue for seniors alone at home during this time of year.
Yeah. You know, the winter months are busy for us with therapy because so many people fall and break a hip or, you know, something like that. And I see so many unnecessary risks taken by seniors. And I know that everybody wants to stay independent and do their day-to-day stuff like they've always done. But going out and getting the mail when it snowed or when there could be black ice, it's just not worth it.
No, it's not.
Waiting for a family member to grab it on their way in at their next visit. There's nothing in that mail that is ever so important that it's worth a fractured hip over. Oh, you know,
Amanda, you've just told the story of my grandmother this this spring, or actually this late summer, early fall. She did the same thing. She had walked out to her walked down her ramp. She's 90, by the way, lives out in the middle of nowhere. Just the story you had told. She went out to get her mail. Her mailbox was right there by the ramp. She went there, fell, and she laid there for 4 hours on her ramp until the mailman came up to deliver her mail. And thank goodness she was at, because if she hadn't, she has the lifeline, but it didn't make it, wouldn't make it into the house. She was too far away. Mm-hmm. And just all these things lined up to make it a really dangerous situation. She could have laid there all day long.
Yeah. I tell people too, even people that are pretty independent in the winter months, add our services in. Because our caregivers can run to the grocery store for you. Our caregivers can grab that mail, and our caregivers can just be checking on you. You don't know how many times, thank goodness, our caregivers were scheduled even for an hour a day because we caught somebody who'd been laying from the night before on the floor after a fall.
Oh, my gosh.
And so it's really important to have contact for safety reasons, too.
And that's what you do.
Yes.
They will show. It's that one person that can come in just a quick checkup.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Absolutely. And other things that are as far as safety in the home, I mean, obviously going down that ramp in the wintertime, but what about just like housework at home? Some people they really shouldn't be doing as much as they're doing.
Yeah,
right?
You don't want to be carrying the laundry baskets up the basement steps if you can avoid it. Let us do it or let somebody else do that. The other thing, lighting. You know, a lot of people I see don't always have the house lit up well enough. And so, you know, you can trip and fall and, you know, just your vision might be not so good anymore. And then you add darkness into it. So make sure, you know, things are lit up when you're walking. And then clutter, you know, clutter, it's easy when you've lived in a home for, you know, 60, 70 years to have accumulated stuff.
Sure.
And so you want to make sure that things are not on the steps, you know, and that there's decent pathways so that you're not going to get hung up on something.
But at some point, do you have to recommend to someone that they can't, there's a point where your services just can't quite cover all the bases?
Yeah.
and it's time to.
Yeah. And but we, you know, we try really hard to keep people at home. Sometimes they can't stay at home, and then we help them with that transition too, you know, which is awesome because, you know, a lot of times people don't know what when is the next step needed.
Yes.
And what is that step? What are my options for facility, for assisted living, for nursing home? You know, what are my options and who pays for that? And what's that cost? And that's where I can help them with all those answers too.
COVID-19 that has affected our healthcare workers and, you know, our front line, you and your staff are part of that front line, necessary workers. How has this affected you greatly, I'm sure, but how has this affected you and your staff?
Yeah, this has been the most challenging year. I know everybody's feeling that way, but we've had to figure out ways to keep our seniors as safe as possible, minimize the risk for them, minimize the risk for the caregivers and the families, you know. And we just feel like this has been a year of growth and opportunity for us, too, because people want to be in their home, and their home is the safest place for them, we feel.
Right.
And so if we can send, you know, a caregiver in to provide the services that they need so they don't have to go out, then I think that we, you know, we're doing our part in trying to reduce the spread.
Yeah.
It's been very challenging, though, because we want to keep it consistent as possible with these caregivers that go into these homes, and seniors want to know who's coming, same day, same time, that sort of thing. And COVID has disrupted a lot of staff.
Oh, sure.
You know, we have staffing issues a lot of the times because we're trying to make sure that we're screening for symptoms and we don't send them in if they're sick. Mm. And so it's created a whole new level of stress each day, just trying to make sure we meet all of our clients' needs and keep our staff healthy and not
Absolutely.
In the homes if they're sick.
Oh, my gosh. Amanda Powell is the director of client services for Western Illinois Home Healthcare. So all the PPE they've got to wear. I mean, are they gowning up and masks and everything before they go into the
home? We do the COVID screening before they even report to work. And then, of course, they're wearing the gloves and the masks. And then we're not at this time on the caregiver service able to provide it if a client is COVID positive.
Yeah.
However, on our nursing side, they're all geared up and they're going in even if they're positive.
So the client has COVID, the nurse is still able to go in and provide care.
Yep.
My gosh.
Which that's been such a service to people, too, for us
huge.
To be able to figure out how do we do this? Because it's part of life now. Yeah. At first, we thought, oh, we might not ever take a COVID-positive patient. And now it's like, we got to do this. We've got to do this to serve our people who need it.
They need the help.
Yeah, they need it.
They're desperately sick.
Yes.
And I mean, oxygen and all of those kind of things.
Which we've been dealing with sick people at home for a long time.
Yes.
I mean, that's our story.
Right.
But, you know, it's new. We had to, and the information was changing every single day. So you have to make quick fly decisions on, you know, how do we continue to provide this and do it safely?
How is your staff doing? How's the morale of, I mean, we just hear all the time of, you know, I feel so strongly about our healthcare workers and everything they've had to go through.
Yeah.
How is your team doing?
We've been worried about them, you know, and we've been really good about offering, you know, support and me as a social worker, I've been doing that a lot with our staff too. Hmm. Like, just tell me what's going on and how are you feeling about things? Just like letting them kind of debrief on what it is that's going on with them. The challenges that everybody has right now is managing the stress at home, too. You know how many caregivers we have that are trying to homeschool their kids right now, too? And they're dealing with frontline work. I mean, it's just more than people should have to bear, really.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make sure that they're not bringing this home to their family as well.
But I'll tell you what, I know we see it on the news all the time, but it is so true how they're heroes because our staff have continued to push through this and to make sure that they're there for their clients along with all that stress and baggage that they've got going on at home and with just world problems like the rest of us. So it's really amazing.
Well,
we're proud of them.
Can't wait till we can give hugs, because they all deserve some major hugs.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
Well, Amanda Powell is the Director of Client Services for Western Illinois Home Healthcare. Are you in need of healthcare workers?
Oh, are you in need
of staff?
Yes, because, you know, people want to stay at home right now.
Yeah.
And we've got lots of people wanting to move even out of facilities to home. And so, you know, because that way they can see their families. Unfortunately, facilities are just in, you know, they're under a different regulation than when you're at home.
Yes.
And so we need staff. We need staff to do this work, and it's so rewarding. You'll love every minute of it. So call us, you know.
What kind of openings do you have? I mean,
we do. That's the nice thing about the caregiver piece of our service is we do round-the-clock care for some families.
Yeah.
So we could do 2 12-hour shifts. You could work a day shift or an overnight shift. You could only work weekends if that's what works best with your kids being, you know, home at school. You could be home all week and give us the weekends. Mm-hmm. Or we can do a few hours every day of the week type of schedule, too. Mm. It's so flexible.
Yeah. So nurses, CNAs.
Yeah.
Housekeeping.
And just a personal assistant.
Just a personal assistant.
Okay. Typical caregiver, laundry, housework, meal prep. You don't have to have a license for
That's
that.
Right.
Yeah.
So, again, can they go to your website for more information?
Yeah, come to our website. Yep, they can apply right there, or Indeed and on Facebook, too. So,
okay. Yep. Amanda Powell is the Director of Client Services for Western Illinois Home Healthcare. We originally thought of Amanda to talk about senior isolation during this whole pandemic, where the media is scaring us all, which again, it's very serious. People are dying, and there is this, you and I talked about this offline, off air, and I don't even know how to bring this up, but there is this balance. I'll bring my grandmother into this. She's 91 in February. She'll be 91. Mm-hmm. Is it better for her to be alone and healthy, or to risk her getting sick so she can be around people she loves, so her mental health is taken care of?
What do we do, Amanda?
That
is such a powerful question, because there's not a good answer to it. But I do think that our seniors who are capable of making decisions for themselves, let them kind of decide what risk they're willing to take, because for somebody, it may be worth every minute spent with the family member, even if they contract COVID. You know, I think that we have to let people make their own decisions about that. But I think we should be, as family members, careful too, you know. So maybe grandma wants you to come over, but make sure you still wear your mask, or make sure that you wash your hands before you go in. And maybe you still stay your distance, you know. So be reasonable and be smart about it, but maybe don't completely eliminate contact.
Yeah,
you know?
Because as we talked earlier, the loneliness is the evil thing here. Loneliness leads to depression, leads to health issues, leads to seniors are dying out there.
They're dying, and they're labeling it failure to thrive. And I've heard that a lot. I've known that, because I'm a social worker. I've known that term. But we're hearing it more, and people weren't familiar with failure to thrive, but it's basically dying from loneliness.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It is. And it's not a new term, but it is really, really evident right now that it's real.
So look for the signs.
Yeah.
If you notice that, call a trusted professional.
Yeah.
And certainly you can reach out to Amanda and her team at Western Illinois Home Healthcare. How do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can send an email on the website. We check that. They can call any of our numbers listed on the website. Yep.
Okay.
The Galesburg's number is 342-3516. Mm-hmm. The Monmouth is 734-9376.
Okay, thank you to you and all of your team for everything they're doing and the sacrifices you're making to care for our seniors.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. Yep. Please come back and see us again soon, okay?